Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. Yeah, we representing WATAZP. Yep. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger, would suck it up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder, when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a sore throat, yeah, hard to swallow as I brain power weak and mind decreased, I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired, and the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun at all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun, couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes, people be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep a true arm, about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold, I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love, you know what I'm saying, spread the love, spread the love, now I'm saying, yeah, spread the love, yeah, all up in the place to be, WATAZP, y'all.
My cousin say J Bug. This is T A Z in the house once again. I have on the line Purple Chrome and Urban Blue. What's up, fellas?
Yo.
What's going on? What's
up, T A Z? Man, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna start with Purple Chrome since he in the middle of doing a session right now. So I gotta get him off the phone so he can make another hit. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Now,
for sure.
Now, Chrome, I got to tell you. I told Blue when I talked to him the other day, but I got to tell you, I hadn't told you. Man, when you posted that one slow song, you remember the video, and I reposted it, and women was coming through listening to your song, throwing panties on my page. I'm like, golly, they were all on you, dog. They were all on you. And I'm like, what in the world? I done put on my page. I mean, everybody kept hitting you up, having side talks. I know about at least four or five women was telling me, who is that, Taz? Who's that? This is one of my friends. Go and talk to him. He do music. He came in with a slow one. And women were throwing panties, high heel shoes all on my page.
That sounds like Elvis stuff, man.
I don't appreciate
that. My bad, though, but that's that intimate kiss right there.
Yeah, for real, for real. Wait a minute, we got another caller on the line. 678-678. Just say your name, please.
Oh, I think that's my stepdaughter on the line.
Okay then.
Hey y'all, what's up?
What's up? I'll mute you back out. You can listen, though. It's all good. Thank you for calling in and listening. Chrome, so I want to know, how did you get started, man? Did you start singing or did you start making beats? Which one was it? I mean, did you start performing first and got into the beat making, or it just all happened all at the same time?
No, it started many, many years ago when I was like probably 4 or 5. My mom caught me one of those Fisher Price type studios for kids.
You know? Right.
And you put a little tape in it, it had all the sounds in it, like the laser sound and the bomb drop sound. And you could mix like 4 channels on it, and it had a little microphone. So me and my cousin used to make little tapes off of the TV, like Saturday morning cartoons, and pretend like we were DJs. And then after a while, you know, I was singing in church, and I started to make my own songs off of that.
Okay, cool. I know the first time I met him was really when I heard I had one of his artists first she was in, a rapper. She came in and did her thing. And I was always feeling your beats, though. Every time I listened to something, I was like, man, I'm sure enough feeling that one. And I'm sure enough, because you would post them at random, and I'd be like, I'm sure enough feeling that one, too. So how did you get down with your... It was various songs, because you would post different songs on every song I like. Normally, you don't like every song, but I liked every song. I was like, man, this dude bad right here. So I'm so glad to have you in so you can show your talent to a lot of other people that I've been telling about you. So do you write for a lot of your artists, too? Because I know you do beats for them. Do you write for them, too? I know you didn't write for first.
Nah, most of the artists that come through, they have their own material, but sometimes I do a hook for them, and then I write the hook. You know what I'm saying? And then collaborate all the time. Like I try to bring all the people I work with to do at least one super collab with me. I call it super collab. But you know, try to incorporate everybody I work with at least on one song. You know?
Now, so, I know you sing. Do you spit too?
Yeah, I do. I'm not a rapper,
Hey Blue. This dude do everything.
Uh-huh.
This dude do everything.
That's how you have to be all in. I
got a few songs to rap on the music.
Right,
you know, like
right.
Break up, sing song rapping, you know.
But you mainly prefer singing, right?
Yeah, I'm an R&B dude, of course.
Yeah. And we're getting ready to get into it right now because Blue got to hear this song where they were throwing panties up on my page, man.
I got to hear the panties song, man.
Yeah. You got to hear it, dog. This is an intimate kiss. Explain it, Purple Chrome, before I play.
This is a collaboration with my dude, Drelo from, I think, Hamburg. Like, he's from the UK, you know what I'm saying? He came to the studio one day with a fellow artist. Her name was Pretty Girl, and we were working on one of her songs. So that's how I met him. And then he heard some of my music, and he had this one track, and he was like, it would be perfect for you. I heard it, and I was like, yo, you can't not let me touch this. Like, I have to do something on this beat. And that's what came out. The beat is so sexy when you hear it. It has his name, Barilla. That's a guitarist. His name is Barilla. And he's playing all in the background and making all these sultry tones with the guitar. Oh, man. When you hear it, you're going to know.
Intimate Kiss, Purple Chrome.
I hope heaven don't know. No. I hope heaven don't know. I wish I knew a little more about you. Are you really what you seem? Oh, so compatible, but oh Lord, can you prolong this dread old dream? Hold on, baby, as I take you inside. Don't hold nothing back and now. Look here, your future's in my eyes. You tell me how you never had it quite like that. As you watch them back, you tell me how you never had it quite like this. The most intimate kiss. You like it when I watch you walk on through that door. I've been taking notes, miss. There ain't another woman in this world with whom I wanna share what hers is. Yeah.
Oh, heaven don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, heaven don't know.
I hope heaven knows. I hope heaven don't know.
Listen, you love it when I hold it over, making you want what's coming more.
I put a little smile on your downtown, melt your core. One thing I know for sure, I ain't even trying to let you go. Kind of love only comes around maybe one or two tries and most. You tell me how you never had it quite like that. As you watch your back, you tell Tell me how you never had it quite like this. Her most intimate kiss. You like it when I watch you walk on through my door. I've been taking notes, miss. There ain't another woman in this world with whom I wanna share what love is. Now come on, hey, hey. Now come on.
Appreciate what I was doing, like, man, that's a good feeling. You don't even know.
Yeah, yeah,
And I know a lot of people, a lot of my people was really feeling it because I was feeling it. I was like, yeah, this dude bad right here. So that's that.
Yeah, man.
That was
put that on.
That's a good song.
Put that song
on,
man. Glass of wine.
It's on the Spotify. It's on everything. It's on the title. Anybody can copy it right now. Probably even on YouTube somewhere. So.
What did you say, Blue?
I said, put that song on. Glass of wine and be straight.
Put it with.
Say it again, Blue. We didn't really hear you that loud. Go on, say it one more time.
I said if you put that on with a glass of wine, then you'll be straight.
Oh hell yeah. The studio is always lit with a bottle of wine. Everybody knows you come to Purple Chrome's Purple Dungeon, which is what I like to call the booth. You know, you zone out. I got the lights. I got the purple lights, the red lights, the blue lights, and the bottle of wine at all times. Everybody know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So on your music alone, do you base it on love and love balances and things of that nature?
I love the love, man. That's what I do. Like, I'm a lover, not a fighter. All my music, for the most part, is R&B, dedicated to some beautiful woman, you know.
Hey, you ain't married, are you?
No, I'm not married yet, my brother.
Getting ready to be, bro. Hey, he's getting ready to be married in a minute.
I'm not opposed to marriage. I love, but, you know, a lot of ladies in this world. I'm trying to pick the right one. You feel me?
I understand. But don't worry. By the next time you on the show, you be talking about I got married. I'll be like, I tried to told you.
What he said.
So that one, that track that I sent you, I didn't make the beat on that one, but I got others that I actually produced. I think the ones I sent you, all the others I sent you, I made the beat. Well, like I said, Reason, Pro Tools, MPC. I got two MPCs here. But I mix
now
it
which,
up. Yeah.
Which one do you like to work with the best?
I say the majority of the beats are on Reason. And a couple of, I don't know if you got any of the super collabos, but those are made with the beat thing. And you know, I just dumped it onto Pro Tools and chop it up. See what I got to.
Right.
Yeah, so, right, everything runs through Pro Tools at the end of the day for me.
Right.
MPC, I got a 4000. MPC 4000 is sitting on collecting dust. But I copy a little studio that plugs directly into the laptop. And I use that frequently. So, just bang it out.
This is straight up on
software and Reason. But I use just the MIDI ports, you know.
This is straight up music talk for a lot of people that don't understand what we're talking about. We're talking about different equipment and how he makes his music and what equipment he uses to make his music. Me and Blue know, but other people probably won't know. The song.
Just drum machine. Yeah. Just tell him it's a drum machine.
Drum machine.
Yeah.
And a couple keyboards.
You know me, Chaz.
Yeah, you play a live instrument. Yeah, I know. the song Love Your Ways.
Love Your Ways. I made that actually with GarageBand back when.
Okay.
I didn't really know how to finesse GarageBand. I figured out a way. And I'm not opposed to using every and anything. You know, some people say, oh, you can't use this, you can't use Fruity Loops, you can't use X, Y, and Z because it's not quote unquote professional. But I say music is music. And anywhere
right.
You make it sound hot, anything you use to make it sound hot is good money with me.
So,
I use GarageBand on Love Your Ways. A few loops. I positioned it, arranged it. And then I have my man King Delvey rapping on that with me.
Here we go. Love Your Ways.
Yeah.
morning time, I was still intertwined with you, and I was mesmerized by your outline. You got me thinking along the lines about a million ways to make you mine. I could tell that you love me from how I make you smile. Quit playing with them boys and let me love you, child. Somewhere along this journey I fell for you, babe, and I'm not the one to bite on my tongue in vain. I'm here to tell you my heart don't play no games. Despite our situations, I gotta say how I missed you, girl, when I drove away and thought back on the intimacy of the previous day. Always respect you, baby, I never force your hand, but I'm down for the kinky shit if I'm your man. You got me thinking along the lines about a million ways to make you mine. I can tell that you love me from how I make you smile. Quit playing with them boys and let me love you, child. Somewhere along this journey I fell for you, baby, and I'm not the one to bite on my tongue in vain. No, I'm here to tell you my heart don't play no games. Despite how situations, I gotta say, baby, look in my eyes, can't you tell I'm for real? They've been blinded by lust and mostly your sex appeal. I know you see right through them with all their lies. I place my cards on your table, face up with no disguise. I want you to be more than just a friendly picture in my phone. You're so incredibly beautiful to me, more than other guys can see. Girl, I'm loving this feeling you have surrounding me. Gotta keep it real with you, cause yeah, girl, you know what you came here to do. So stop acting brand new like you ain't come to feel, and let me touch it too. There go them sounds of love. Love how you throw it back, but slow up, slow grind, grind up on my stick. Slow wind, charming like a snake.
I'm tired of hiding my feelings. I'm tired of hiding whenever we chillin'. I'm tired of saying I'm tired, girl, you stole my heart. From the start, no lies, what I'm revealing. No more I wanna play the friend role. Wanna put you in a cool show out of Ben's role. Stop playing games with lanes that cause you pain. When you got a man in front of your face that know how to spend dough. Actually get the best of me, I never let go. Any position, I can show you my best stroke. So I'm putting it all on the table. Be my Mary Jane, I'm Spidey to save you. Yep, you can be my lowest lane. I'll show you things, but I won't show you pain. No way will I hurt your heart. I wanna be your man, so please, girl, let me play that part. Please,
I want you to be more than just a friendly picture in my phone. You're so incredibly beautiful to me, more than love and fantasy. Girl, I'm loving the feeling you have to find in me. Girl, wouldn't it be so lovely to be in a total synchronicity with you, baby? So listen to me, girl, honestly, I'm more than loving this feeling you have surrounding me. Purple chrome surrounding me. Melvin, Prince of New York.
Hey, what's happening? This is Gary Fustin hanging out here with my man, T-A-Z, keeping it live on ATAZP.com.
Yo, man, I like that one, too. Who you sound like, and I can't picture it. Hey, Urban Blue.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out who he sounded like as well.
Me too. I'm like, I heard him before. Because
yeah, it's like exactly. It's like I'm trying.
I heard this cat before, which I did. Yeah. I heard him before for real, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He sounded like somebody. He sound like somebody that I heard. Like, I mean, God, his voice sound so silk and real smooth. Tell you what, when I come across when it, I'm gonna hit you up, Purple Chrome, and be that's the cat right there.
Yeah, all
right.
Nice group.
Do anybody ever tell you you sound like somebody they heard before?
Yeah, I get a few people. You know, I wanna like toot my horn or nothing like that. But I got a few R&B names that's in the industry.
Yeah. That's why I got to put my finger on this because I was like, listen, I'm like, oh man, especially when it first started. I said, this cat sound like somebody I know already. So,
I got
some
influences, you know.
So who are they?
I would like to say Prince is a major one. Maxwell, Joe, Usher, you know, those type of cats.
Now, is the Prince influenced by the name too, Purple Chrome?
No, the purple didn't come from Prince.
Okay.
But it fits in the day, you know. But that's not where it originated. I was originally going to do a double-sided CD, and the purple side was going to be the R&B love songs, and then the silver side, the chrome, is going to be a little more edgy sounding.
Right.
Hip-hop used, you know, with rap lyrics and all that type of collaborations. But I never actually did that project, and I went through the whole gamut of colors, and purple chrome just fit. I went to yellow chrome, blue chrome. None of those actually worked out. They never rolled off the tongue. So I finally rested on purple, and I figured, you know, I'm always calm, cool, and collected. That's my inherent nature. So, figure that works.
Hey,
royalty, mellow, smooth type of. It all worked out.
I love the name and banners and all the different things that you put out. I love the look of it too. And matter of fact, hey, you need to do that album. That was a good idea. The purple side with the love songs and the silver side with the more edgy. Hey, man, finish that album, for real. That's a good idea.
Come on to that.
That's a good idea. I like that idea. Didn't you, Blue?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that idea.
That fits into R&B.
Two sides to my coin, you know what I mean? Everybody got two sides to them. So,
right.
Got the purple
side,
I got the chrome side, you know?
Right.
You know, catch me another day, my mouth be a little slick, you know what I'm saying?
I want you to give out your information so people can look you up, buy your music, and also connect with you on social media too.
All right. If you want to hit me up on Instagram at Purple Chrome. Actually, if you just type Purple Chrome on the internet, you'll probably just get everything about me. But I got my music on iTunes and Tidal, like I was saying earlier, and it's under my government name and my artist name. So my government name is Seneca Malcolm, and I think I have up there Seneca Malcolm, a.k.a. Purple Chrome. Sometimes they put the purple and the chrome together. Sometimes they put a space between it. So I have songs all over the place under those monikers.
Well, brother, I want to say that hey, I'm a fan. I've been a fan ever since I heard first. I gave you two tracks, and they were booming, and I was like, yeah, I'm feeling him. I was always feeling you then. I was like, yeah, I love the music. I love the style too, because you know,
I appreciate
a lot of young cats ain't doing the same style. You know what I'm saying? So, I love your style. Stick with you. Do what you like. Like what you like and what you think feels good. Urban Blue, you got any words for Purple Chrome?
Well, you know, I always like to hear this young talent coming up and doing what they're doing. And also, you know, the tools that they're using to make this music. But keep doing what you're doing, bro. You got a good sound, man. So hang in there.
Thank you. I appreciate that you think I'm young. I've been doing it for a minute. But I'm like 38 right now.
Yeah, but hey, let's put it this way. You younger than us, so I'm just going to let you know. my age is forever. So, I mean, you know, that's my age right there.
Well, yeah. I'm singing forever. I do it for the love, you know what I mean?
Right.
I grew up singing my whole life, but my everyday job is engineering for the most part with a lot of artists, and I deal with mixing and trying to give them the best mix I could possibly give. But in the meantime, like, when I'm doing my own thing, what comes out. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, continue to do you. And think about that Purple and Chrome album, too, as well. That's a great idea. I appreciate you, bro, for coming.
Best one to put it together.
Say what now?
I might just take the best ones from the past and put them together and
work on
the Chrome side.
There you go. Yeah, man. Like I said, keep me abreast. I'm sure I'll see something that you drop online so I can listen to it. And I appreciate you coming in, man. And like I said, I'm a fan. Big fan, for real.
Tell everybody, just hit me on Facebook.com/ILovePurpleChromeStudio or Facebook.com/PurpleChrome.
Thank you again.
I appreciate it, brother.
All right, then. I'll talk to you, man. One.
See you later, Urban Blue.
Word, man. Nice meeting you.
No doubt we're going to connect too, man. Maybe you can work on something in the future.
Sure. Hang around for a minute, man.
I'm here. I'm not
going to
make sure. Okay.
All right. Well, we on the urban blue side. Hey, Blue.
Yo.
Instead of just saying what you do, I'm going to play a song, matter of fact, so people know what you do. Then after that, you introduce yourself, man. Hey, because I've been wanting to hear this one song that you sent me anyway. Let me get to it. Because I was like, the title got me jacked up. And I never play them until I get you in here. You know, I don't never listen to it.
Yes,
the song Groove Train, because I was like, I wanted to play it, but I didn't play it. So go on and explain it, man. I know it's going to be hard to explain. This is jazz upside your head. I already know.
It's like a R&B type jazz tune that I wanted to try to have some fun with this time around. And the story behind the song was about, you know, back in the day when all the hippies used to hang out in this train, where people just get on this train and have a good time. And you just be yourself no matter what you want to be. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of a little bit straight from my normal style of music, but I just wanted to have some fun with this one, and this is what came out.
And of course, you played all the instruments, right?
Oh, for sure.
Here we go.
As always.
As always. Groove Train.
Fucking like it, take a bite of this, go this way. Come to keep it on a good day. So we will go and take a ride. Tell the folks to come and take a ride. So get back up to here. And let the music take you on the mind here.
Has anybody been saying, Blue, you singing a lot on all your songs now?
You know, that was something, and I think we've had this conversation a number of times, Jay, because you know I'm not a singer.
Yeah, but I'm noticing.
But yeah, I'm trying
I'm
to.
Noticing,
I'm trying
bro.
To. Well, you know, at some point, you know, you have to try that human instrument, which is your voice. So I'm, as I got older, you know, I want to delve a little bit more into me trying to sing, you know, and to my surprise, as well as some other people, it didn't come out too bad.
Yeah, yeah. Because I remember, you know, you was all instrumental and musical,
all
but
instrumental.
Yeah, and that one time I heard you sing, I said, boy, if you don't sing on no more songs, I actually got mad. Remember? It was during the show. I was like, if you don't sing on some more songs.
It was a process for me, G-A-Z, for me to start singing. Because that's not my forte. Things that I do from a music perspective. I'm more into the instrument side of things. you know, I play a number of instruments, as you know, but I'm more on that side of the house and more on the production side right now. But I still enjoy playing. And I'm more not like I was listening to Purple Chrome, where he was talking about how he put together his music and the different tools that he used and Pro Tools. And I'm a Pro Tools fan as well. And I love playing instruments on my tracks, though. I know all the tools that you were talking about. And since I'm starting to incorporate more hip-hop type feels into my music, I'm starting to lean towards more of those types of tools right now. The Fruity Loops. I've heard him mention GarageBand. I have GarageBand on my iPad, you know, and I play around with that sometimes. But it's different ways to create music now, especially in this day. But I do have a studio spot, and I use mainly Pro Tools and Apollo with all the bells and whistles.
And oh, yeah, you got the Apollo, too?
Oh, yeah, I do the Apollo.
The UAD? UAD Apollo?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah,
I'm running the Silverface.
Say again?
I said I'm running the Silverface one with a D-Box.
Oh, yeah. I got the Apollo, and I love the, with all the bells and whistles that goes with it.
All them plugins.
My
beautiful plugins.
Yes, yes.
I got
my spear and all those types of things.
Okay. I'm running mine with the Pro Tools. And then,
yeah,
you know, whatever else is on the computer with the Reason.
Yeah. So, yeah, I did Reason. I used to run Reason years and years ago, way back in the day. I've been a Pro Tools fan probably since 1998-99, when they first started hitting the market. And I grew up with the Pro Tools side of the house. It has been a very reliable recording mechanism for me in my studio.
And you still got your extra studio, right?
Yeah, I mean, my friend Ryan, I have a big studio that I can go record at. It's at the Atlanta Institute of Music. One of my friends that work up there, he engineers that big studio. And,
okay.
It's like, you know, it's just like walking to a candy store. I just have to put it like that.
I bet it is, man.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
You was talking about it the last time I went to actually visit you when I was living in Atlanta.
Yeah, man. I've had actually three. This is my fourth studio. I've had three already. Yeah, and I used to have, and this is my fourth one. One of them is because I moved from one location to another, and I also, you know, I got the pre-production spot in my crib. So,
right.
Always cooked up, always creating. You know, I'm actually enjoying more production, on the production side now. You know, coming up with the music, writing the music. I love sitting at the piano, and just coming up with a great riff. Sounds so real and raw when you sit there at the piano like that and compose music. So, you know, that's why I had to pick up the piano years ago, because that's what, in my opinion, where if you don't know all these other tools, if you want to write a nice melody, it starts with the piano.
Right. So the song, Under Pressure.
Right. Because, you know, I flip-flop between jazz, you know, non-trend incorporate jazz, hip-hop, you know, with a little R&B feel. I like funk, you know. So, you know, I experiment now. I'm in an experimenting stage now. I can't say I'm one. I do favor jazz, but I'm starting to venture off into other different types of genres, just to see, you know, what comes of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I love hip hop. I like incorporating hip hop and jazz. You know, I think that's as well as spoken word. I think that makes a great combination.
Right. Here we go. This is Urban Blue, Under Pressure. In the beginning, then it went to slow, and I said, he messed me up. But I didn't really say mess me up. I said the other word that I can't really say on the radio. Hello?
Get up here, man. You messed me up, too.
I almost said the other word, but I bit my tongue. I was like, but over here, I went, whoa. He went back slow. I like that song, man. I got to play that again for me. that was cool right there. That was cool. I like different stuff. I mean, that just threw me off right there. It went back to, oh, yeah. And I'm like, I like that part of it, too. So that's a good song,
bro.
You
know what, TV, with you the man with the world's biggest music connection. That means a lot comes from you.
Yeah, you messed me up. I was like, not mess me up, but I almost said it, though. But, yeah, you did. And I loved it because I was like, oh, man, did it end it? I said, yeah, I like that. I like the way it went from a little fast pace to a drop and real slow.
Yeah, that was.
That's called Under Pressure, brother.
Yeah, Under Pressure. You know, that song, the story behind that song is that, you know, it's always write music by true experiences, about true experiences. So that song was about, you know, true experience, life experience. They make
and
great songs
anyway. I would be remiss if I didn't say I'm glad that you're back healthy, man. You're feeling better. Because one time you couldn't do the show because you had gotten sick. And I want to say I'm glad me, a couple of other friends that know you from being on the show before, is glad that you're doing well and everything is all good.
Well, you know, I really appreciate that, TAZ, because, you know, life already started you some curves, you know.
And it's thrown me a few, but, you know, music is always the foundation that keeps me moving forward, you know what I'm saying? Without music, I think I would probably not have recovered as I did with when I was really, really sick, you know?
Right, right.
It gives you something, because you start to think about, well, you know, it can't be my time to go, because I still got some more music to make, you know? So,
right.
That kind of helps you, you know. Plus, music for me, just like your other guests that you had on Puff the Phone, I've been doing music all my life, you know, when I was like 3 or 4 years old. And I don't do it for the glamour or the all the hoopla that surrounds the music industry. I do it for the love of the music. And
right,
once you start
right.
doing it for the love of the music, everything else will come. You have to love the music first.
I want you to give out your information so people can hit you up and also buy some of your joints as well.
Yeah, I'm all over CD Baby, iTunes. You can hit me up on Instagram. I'm on all the social media stuff that's out there. There are several ways. You can Google Urban Blue, and you can probably find out where a lot of my music is put on download. It's all over the place for download. Check it out. You know, so.
Now, how you spell blue? How do you spell blue?
It's B-L-U, without the E.
Yeah, because you know black people.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I see a lot of people spelling it that way now. I've been blue since 1999. So.
Right, right. But I just want to make sure people know.
Yeah.
I want to say thanks. I want to say thanks to Urban Blue for coming through, doing his thing. I want to say thanks to Purple Chrome for coming through, doing his thing as well. Very talented brothers that know a lot about music and know a lot about different programs and different instruments that they work on to create their craft. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
for real.
That's the same to you. I also want to hook up with Mr. Chrome. Maybe we can collaborate on some things.
Yeah, that first track you played, I was feeling like it took me to like the Soul Train era, like, you know, watching it on TV, grooving.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wanted to play it. I was like, he got me messed up. Now I gotta hear this because, like I said, I never played the music. Before I put it on the show, I just happened to heard Intimate Kiss when he posted it, and it sounded so good again when I heard it the second time again.
No, I sent you. Oh, by the way, before you go, TJ, I sent you some more tracks too. And also, check out, be on the lookout for my stepdaughter. She's going to be hot coming out the track. My name is Lauren Yates. Look out for her.
All right. Did you send me any of her songs?
Yes, I did. I sent you one. You can look at Full Circle or Chasing the Wind, any of those songs. Those are songs. Check them out. And hit me back and let me know what you think.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to listen to it. You know that for real. I want to leave. Go on.
I said it's going to leave you in a different mindset because you know my genre of music. When you hear her stuff, it's going to go all different directions.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to call you up. That's what's going to happen. Again, thanks to Urban Blue and thanks to Purple Chrome. Hey, we got two people with the colors in their name, blue and purple. I'm getting ready to play a remix of Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight.
Uh-oh.
It was remixed by Tom Misch, some white cat. From over the UK, bad boy. Now, if you never heard of him, need to look him up. His name is Tom Misch, and that's M-I-S-C-H. And this is Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight.
Rappers Delight.
Pop a hibbit, a hibbit to the hip hip popper. You don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to be. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm a rapping to the beat. And I'd like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, to the purple.
I said a hip hop, give it to the hip.